This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with FM 93.7. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, a special shout-out to our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the FedEx, the UPS, and the U.S. mail haulers out there, hauling the mail from point A to B. And let's not forget about the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers. Thanks for tuning in to the program. We hear from a lot of you during the course of the night. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captains America. And our website is simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of all the things we got over there for you to look at. Alrighty, joining us right now, the professor of politics in California, IA, the one, the only, the incomparable, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
They came back out on the porch because they just love you so much.
Yeah, that's a good feeling.
And it's 51 degrees, a little colder, and guess what? They're going right back in. There they go. They all took right out back in. It's not that warm, sorry. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we always emphasize those two words in the pledge, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Well, Kyle, the Ukrainians are getting at least one, maybe two Patriot missile batteries, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Well, they're going to be showing up here in the United States because they're going to be learning how to use them under U.S. supervision right here in the U.S.
Well, that's exactly right. So they are going to be doing that. We don't know exactly what the timetable is for them to complete that right now. But obviously, Captain, it's another big development because whatever makes Vladimir Putin believe that he can't continue to make any headway, in fact, that he won't make headway and that it's going to go the other direction, is a good thing. The Patriot missile system is a proven system, and it's going to be, I think, very formidable for him.
Well, here's my thought on this. Usually when you hear about the fact that somebody's showing up to train to learn how to use this or learn how to use that in the United States, they're already here.
Yeah, probably so. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, stocks have ended higher as the inflation report that's going to be coming out looms. It's a good thing for the stock people investing in stock, that they're up a little bit. But I don't know. The stock market seems to be very, 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 what's the word I want here? It's up and down and up and down and up and down. There's no in-between point at the moment.
Well, no, because I think everybody's waiting for the other shoe to drop on stuff. And especially when you're looking to see what the inflation report is really going to look like, then you're going to see some more reactions. So maybe they're trying to rally. The market is trying to be a little optimistic, perhaps. You never know. Now we're out of the holiday season. We're out of the Christmas season. We're now back into reality, quote unquote. We got a hard year ahead of us. If inflation continues to go on unabated, no matter how many times the Fed raises the rates to quote unquote cause pain, well, do the American people want pain, or do they want a flourishing, a robust economy? I think the answer is simple.
Yeah, obviously. Here's one for you. U.S. regulators from the Department of Transportation have included the Southwest Airlines complaints in their probe of what went wrong with all of the delays with all of the flights here recently.
Well, right. You know, some of that, of course, has to do with weather. We all understand that. I know I have a colleague of mine who got stuck trying to get a flight out because there weren't enough crews. There weren't enough planes. The planes weren't in the right place. It was a different airline, by the way. But it was just another expression of just how messed up everything is, it seems to be, across the country these days. So that's right. So they are going to include the Southwest, because obviously, Captain, when you get that many airports and that many travelers stuck or paralyzed, it's a big deal.
And there were planes literally sitting everywhere all across the country.
Well, that's right. And again, some attributable to the weather problems and so forth, but the logistical nightmare is something takes a long time to dig out of, and probably not the least of which, Captain, is where did your luggage go eventually? Where did your luggage end up?
I wonder if they got all their luggage back.
That's a very, very good question.
All right, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up in my ear here. But I wonder if everybody got their luggage back. I bet they didn't. All right, folks, we'll be back with more. I'm going to let Jeff take us to break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
Thank you very much, Jeff. That's Jeff in Sarasota getting it done for us. Appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son duo of Pete and Seth Talbot. Of course, they are on a mission. Their mission is to get as many people out of pain as is possible. And I will tell you that their great product called Relief Factor that they've got is doing a bang-up job of doing just that. I've been taking it for over 9 years, and I've taken it every day for over 9 years. I start up my morning with it. I take it with breakfast, with food, and it gets in my system, and away I go. And as a matter of fact, if you take it every day like I have been, it'll stay in your system. So sometimes you won't need to take as much of it when you have a problem. And, of course, the problem that people have, mostly related with this, are back problems, leg problems, knees, ankles, wrists, hips, that sort of thing, maneuverability problems, if you will. But there are other things, too, that slow people down. Make them ache when they try to walk around. So if you want to find out what I found out, and that is how to get out of pain reasonably, affordably, and not have a whole bunch of gibberish you got to go through, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. You'll also see a bunch of vitamins and supplements over there. I do take their vitamin C, their B12, and their vitamin D. And it's very, very good for me. And that's why I take it, because my doctor said it was a good the good potency, the way that they have it, as well as the price was right. So there you go. But that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out, and see what they have for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, Kyle. And I forgot to mention, you have a something you want to tell the people about Relief Factor. What is it?
Well, that's right, Captain. We always tell everybody that when it comes to relief factor, all you have to lose is pain.
Amen. Now, we talked about this in hour number one. We're going to talk about it again because we didn't really get into much detail. California Senator Dianne Feinstein is going to not be running in 2024. That's a general assumption, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And another name was dropped into the hat yesterday. We talked a little bit about it, but it wasn't, at the time that we were on the air, it wasn't official. But California Democratic Representative Katie Porter has said she's going to run for the Feinstein Senate seat.
That's right. This is exactly what we're hearing. And, of course, Katie Porter's here in Orange County. And Katie Porter won re-election, of course, at the midterms. But now she's setting her sights, Captain, it would seem, on the U.S. Senate, assuming, of course, Dianne Feinstein's not going to be running. I don't think that she will be, honestly. But, Captain, she's really the first, I think, to really make a statement about this because we've also got, of course, Adam Schiff. Right.
Well, Adam Schiff, the guy who's he's not going to be on a committee anymore. He won't be relevant.
That's right. That's right. Well, he was basically angling for that. Other names you might hear are Ro Khanna as well, who may be interested in doing that. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shapes up. But Katie Porter might be able to parlay her successful reelection bid and her basic popularity here in order to run statewide. But as I'm sure many candidates will tell you, statewide elections are different than a congressional district. So it all depends.
Yeah, your name recognition helps. She may have it.
Well, I think especially in the midterm, she gained some notoriety. At least people will start to hear her name because her election kind of drew out as they counted the votes, quote unquote, right, to do all that. So people will have heard her name before, and she's tried to make a splash here and there.
Now, I got a question here from one of our listeners, and this is from Tommy. Tommy is in Denver. He's listening to us on KNUS AM 710. Thanks a lot, Tommy. He says he works the shift. He appreciates having the program to listen to. He says it sure beats some of the other nonsense he's had to listen to over the years. he's asking about the stuff that they found on Joe Biden, which is very similar to what they found with Donald Trump. And with Donald Trump, they were going to go after him, and they still were talking about indicting him. He says, how in the world, and this is a question for the professor, he says, for the professor, how in the world can they even seriously think about indicting Donald Trump now that they've got Joe Biden red-handed doing the same thing?
Well, that's a great question, Tommy, and I got to tell you, I think that great minds think alike here because Alan Dershowitz also believes that it's really a foregone conclusion, it would seem, that they're not going to be able to indict Trump or should not be able to indict Trump based on the fact that now we have this new revelation of what was going on at the University of Pennsylvania at the Penn Biden Center, basically, a so-called a think tank. And, of course, these documents, Captain, they range, I think, from 2013 to about 2016 or so. But if you're going to accuse Donald Trump of doing all these things and saying there was one person who thought he should be executed for treason or something like that, it's definitely something I think that the president may have to back off on a little bit now because he's been caught red-handed, just like Tommy said.
Now, the Pentagon formally dropped its COVID-19 vaccination mandate for the troops yesterday.
That's right. That's what we heard. And I think that's actually a step in the right direction.
I agree.
Yeah, step in the right direction. Now, is it a serious thing? It's a very serious thing. I know several people who've had COVID recently with the what they call this new variant. My own daughter had it as well. And it was not good. It was not fun. But is it at the levels, the pandemic levels, quote unquote, that it was before? No. So we have to be careful. We now live in a world with COVID, so we have to find a way to deal with it. But the vaccine mandates, in this case, maybe are now a thing of the past.
Now, we had an Air Force football player die from a medical emergency. Do we know what that medical emergency was?
I'm not aware of it myself, but we can certainly find out what it was. Unfortunately, we've seen some of these things happen. It's what happened on Monday Night Football a week ago is something that's very rare. But this, to me, Captain, sounds more like it may be another kind of condition.
Yeah,
that was already present, perhaps.
Yeah, yep. Just like what happened Monday. Now, the former chief Trump Organization chief financial officer just got sentenced to 5 months in jail. He got caught pretty much with his hand in a cookie jar, taking money from the corporation.
Well, that's right. That's Alan Weiselberg, we understand. Yeah, 5 months.
The weasel.
That's right. Everybody gets a special, that's as it used to be in the old movies and so forth. But yes, he was sentenced to 5 months. He pled guilty, evidently, to some of these different charges. So that's a very, very big deal. But of course, the idea is that it all tracks back to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump was doing this and so forth. But I don't know that it really landed that particular blow on Donald Trump.
Now,
the
Senate Intel Democratic Chairman, Mark Warner from Virginia, wants Joe Biden, wants to have a briefing on Joe Biden's documents that they found.
Well, and of course, why not? Because obviously, this is a breach, and no matter how you slice it, it's still a breach. Why were these documents there? How did they get there? Who knew about it? Who signed off on it? As you mentioned last hour, Captain, that would certainly have to be something that the president would have to allow. And there doesn't seem, at least at this point, that there'd be a paper trail for something like that. And it would be interesting to see if former President Obama would weigh in on that to come out and make any statement at all. I doubt that he would. Why would he?
Well, right now there is no paper trail on this.
That's right. That's exactly it.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, and the vice president, it just is not authorized to just take something that's classified and walk off with it.
But as you know, what's sort of the attitude that Joe Biden has had for a very long time? I think it's almost encapsulated in his story he loved to tell about being in Ukraine and getting the prosecutor fired, right?
Yeah.
It's that mentality. It's that, I can do whatever I want. You know, I'm Biden. I'm Vice President Biden. I'm Joe Biden. I'm whatever. And I can do whatever I want, so it doesn't matter.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Bottom of the hour coming up.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Golden Globes are back on TV after being canceled last year over a lack of diversity. The host of Tuesday night's award show was comedian Jared Carmichael, who started his opening monologue by stating, "I'm here because I'm black," and joked, "One minute you're making mint tea at home, and the next you're invited to be the black face of an embattled white organization." He then wanted to congratulate the 6 new black members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. NBC pulled the plug on the Golden Globes last year because the HFPA had 0 black members. Cardinal George Pell, who was spearheading financial reform at the Vatican, but was later convicted of sexual abuse, is dead at the age of 81. The influential conservative figure at the Vatican died Tuesday from complications after a hip replacement surgery in Rome. Pell's life and career was tainted in recent years by sexual abuse allegations in his native Australia. He became the first cardinal to be convicted of sexual abuse in 2017. This is Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around. And our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m. And if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richie, Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. You know something? Don't forget to go to Moss Nissan in Brooksville, too, the all-brand-new dealership up there, Brooksville, Florida. You'll be glad you did. Right there, State Route 50, just this side. Oh, and I mean like 100 yards this side of the toll road that's out there. So there you go. And you'll be glad you did. It's a beautiful, state-of-the-art, brand-new facility there. All righty. Well, let's get back to the telephone line. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, certainly when you talk about all the things going on that are out there, we can't not let the day go without mentioning that the injured Buffalo Bills safety, Damar Hamlin, was moved yesterday from Cincinnati's intensive care unit to the hospital in Buffalo. Now, I don't think he's in ICU anymore, but he certainly is a patient in the hospital in their coronary unit, and they're keeping an eye on him and running some more tests and whatnot before they decide whether or not they'll let him go home and start to resume some sort of a normal life or not. So, what say you?
Well, Captain, 24 years old, to have suffered this kind of injury is something, obviously, like you said, they're going to be keeping an eye on him, and for good reason. So many prayers going up across the entire country, now all over the world, by the way. And here's a young man, he said, 24 years old, and just really embodying the idea of just a star athlete, somebody who I think can really inspire not only young people, but everybody. Because, Captain, he asked the question when he regained consciousness, did we win? I mean, what a competitor, what a committed team member. This is the kind of guy you want in your corner. But now, of course, his charity has been getting a huge boost, about $8.6 million on the GoFundMe donations. And they're also getting proceeds from T-shirts that have his saying, did we win, on it. And so it looks like we're going to have a really good conclusion to this story. And I think this has really lifted everybody's spirits.
Well, yeah, and the whole league is involved in this. They've all got the shirts. They're selling the shirts. They're doing whatever, and they're doing what they can to help the young man out, because I believe his playing days are done.
Well, that could very well be, depending on the extent of the injury and then what the doctors recommend. But it's interesting, too, Captain. He may, I would perchance to think he will still be incredibly effective in football, in the game of football, even if he's not on the field, because he started something with this, and it's just and the way that people have reacted. And as I said the other night on the program, I think what we saw, the people praying on the field, the silence and the praying in the stands, the people coming together, it was the very best of America. And these are people from all walks of life, all different backgrounds, everything, and people were united, and that's something that is really significant.
Now, there is a bill that managed to get through the House yesterday. I don't know if they're finished with it or not, but it would reform the tax code and would eliminate the IRS altogether and put forth some sort of pay-as-you-go tax, or, you know, like maybe a sales tax or something like that, is instead of having your income tax separate and all the different brackets and whatnot.
Well, whether or not eliminating the IRS overnight through a piece of legislation is going, that would be fantastical to believe it could happen easily. But it's certainly something, Captain, we've been hearing about for a long time. Remember Steve Forbes?
Yep.
Long ago when he was running for president, he was a big advocate of the flat tax. You know, for example, how much money did you make? Send in 15% of it, right? That kind of thing. So you can put it on the back of a postage stamp. It's easy. It's clear. It's, everybody knows what to expect. The reason why you have all this brouhaha about people and their taxes, especially the very wealthy, is because they have smart tax attorneys and smart CPAs who go through all the tax code. And who can do that, right, except somebody who's dedicated to it. But then you have also the idea of the national sales tax, which is another option. And I think you guys have to take a look at some of these studies, whether or not you're going to get more revenue, the same revenue, or less revenue. In so many cases, I think, at least from what I've heard over the years, that you might actually get more revenue. And it would make it easier on people to do their taxes. That would be a great thing, wouldn't it?
Right. Now, something else that happened yesterday was the House COVID panel was named to focus on the virus origin and the funding thereof.
Captain, I think everybody across the world has a right to know where COVID came from. I think the answer is probably not pretty, given what we've been doing over the last few years when COVID was first hitting. So many people asking the right questions, I think. But people were actually, you know, for lack of a better expression, silenced things were suppressed for even just asking the question, where did this come from? And try and put two and two together. I wonder where it came from, you know, that kind of thing. But everybody has the right to know, because it could happen again. And if it was a result of bio research, gain of function, all that stuff, well, somebody has to be held accountable, because look what happened. It devastated the world in so many respects.
Now, the House also passed yesterday the Weaponization of Government Committee.
Right. Exactly. And again, we go back to the idea that if you are able to take the institutions of government and use them for your own political gain, again, going back to Adam Schiff, for example, and trying to suppress things on social media because it was critical of January 6th, or wasn't the narrative that they really wanted out there, using your position to do things like that, or, you know, going to the FBI, in a, generally speaking, if a politician goes to the FBI or is able to wield influence against their political foes, well, what's the difference now between the Soviet era, right, of being able to denounce people or sick the institutions of the Soviet government on somebody?
Mm. By the way, the United States has extended the Trump aide's protection from Iranian threats, namely a former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, because he has been threatened by the Ukrainians. They threatened to kill him.
By the Ukrainians?
Yeah, or I'm sorry, by the Iranians, sorry.
By the Iranians, yeah. Yeah. It's well, of course, you see, because, you know, I'm not surprised by that. And just wherever these threats come from, especially if they have intelligence, and there's a lot more behind the closed doors that is known than gets out to the media. But we've always maintained, I've always maintained, that you have to be able to protect the American government officials, even when they're no longer officials. And certainly, a great example, look what happened with Nancy Pelosi's husband. There should have been security there. And she, at that time, she was a serving Speaker of the House.
Well, you would have thought the Speaker of the House would have had security there, number one, and there would have been a fence around their place, number two, but there wasn't.
Well, that's right. You see, because I think that's where politics stops. Politics stops at the security to allow the American government to function and for government officials to not be in fear of being injured or being killed by some wacko or by some state actor, right? And so it's very important. We have to send that message.
You see what Biden's doing with his beach house, right?
Right.
He's building a literal wall around it.
And allow me a little bit of humor, Captain. I mean, is Biden going to come out and give us a speech that, you know, walls don't work? You know, just walls don't work. You know, well, of course they work. This is why they're putting it, and rightly so, to maintain security. But why can't we have that security for our
Obama.
Own country?
Let's not forget Obama either.
Well, that's right. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Martha's Vineyard or something? Yeah.
Yeah, he did it first.
Yeah, right. Well, it's the old rules for thee, but not for me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, of course. It's the elite and from their point of view, right?
Now, China has halted the Japanese and South Korean visas in a spat about COVID. We'll have to talk about that if we have any time after we get done with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, but... That's something for another day, maybe. But hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we go to break, bottom of the hour. I'm sorry, not bottom of the hour, almost the top of the hour. We're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I promise we'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh,
Alrighty, Kyle, that is Robert Palmer, song number two for the night. I didn't mean to turn you on. When was that done?
Well, that's Robert Palmer's version, and that came out in 1986. And, you know, Captain, I wasn't aware before that that song was actually written by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and I think they were of the Janet Jackson producing fame.
Mm-hmm.
They made that song with an artist named Sherelle in 1984. It was an R&B hit, and then Palmer picked it up and covered it in 1986, and it was a big hit for him.
Yeah. Yeah, and he had the girls dressed in white and the girls dressed in black in that one.
Yeah, that was his whole motif back then in the mid-'80s, starting with Addicted to Love.
Yep. Now, you take it away and tell us what's going on out west with the weather.
All right, Captain. Well, of course, as we've been talking about in the first hour, we continue to see the atmospheric rivers coming through California, especially in Northern California. There have been upwards of 15 inches up in the higher elevations of rain. And, of course, we got snow up there as well, but also as much as 10 inches, for example, near Los Angeles. We've got reports of sinkholes. We've got boulders falling off the hillsides onto the roadway. We've got flooding. We've got people under evacuation, and unfortunately 17 people dead during this last month here. Very short time the month has been here, but 17 people that we know of at this point have died. So we're going to continue to see more of these atmospheric rivers come in, especially in Northern California as we head through the week. So please do be careful if you're traveling in that area. Snow up on Donner Pass right now on I-80. We've got snow around Salt Lake City, also Idaho Falls, central Wyoming covered in snow. We've got snow also in central Washington. This is going to be out on I-90 near Moses Lake especially, and then rain right now in Portland, and it's raining in Sacramento as well in Northern California. And, of course, also to round it out, snow on I-70 near Glenwood Springs and Parachute in western Colorado, so be careful out there.
And like they say out there, if you don't like the weather, you can always parachute in.
That's right.
All right. Well, we've got some weather in the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, over towards El Reno. And it's a lot of wind at the moment, but it's going to be followed by something. What the something is going to be, rain or snow or both, coming from the west to the east, is over in New Mexico right now, trying to make up its mind what it wants to do. And it's going to come across, no doubt about it, because you've got some very dry conditions with windy conditions all the way down to the Mexican border right now. And, of course, down through Lubbock, down through Plainview, over to Sweetwater, Texas, to the east. So keep in mind the wind there will keep you a little busy today. Now, there is some fog this morning. Down below from the valley all the way up Brownsville, all the way up the coast, right up to Galveston. Then you pick it up again around Beaumont, and it'll be about 50 miles deep into the Texas and into the Louisiana areas, coming all the way across to I-55, and then it settles down a little bit, becomes more along the water. But it will go into New Orleans, and it will go over towards Grand Bay in Alabama, Mississippi, there, right along the coastline. So keep that in mind. Now, moving up into Minnesota tonight, we've got some snow flurries that are going to start coming in now, along with that big fog that they've had up there, and might be a little wind associated with it. So just be on your P's and Q's up there. Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Going to have some snow up there, as well as some wind. And we got a little bit of fog right now around Milwaukee, so be advised of that. Over on the East Coast, we've got some pretty windy conditions from Long Island all the way down to South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia, just offshore. The winds are just offshore there right now, so be advised of that. So if you want to take your umbrella along with you, put two hands on it so it will fly away. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right. We appreciate that, my friend, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And also, ladies and gentlemen, you can check out the Pilot and the Flying J truck stops. They bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Okay, let's go back to the telephone line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What, pray tell, is going on in Washington, D.C.? My goodness. Now we've got Biden that apparently got caught with his hands in a cookie jar with a bunch of documents where he said, oh, it's no big deal. Really? Really?
This is a very big deal. And it's getting bigger by the minute, the more that we study this Penn Biden Center, this think tank. Because, you know, we need to know what was going on with these documents for the last 4 to 5 years. And they were in an unsecured location.
Unlocked.
Right. With no Secret Service protection.
Mm-hmm.
And they're apparently moving the offices, which this is the story that we're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But why would they go through boxes, documents, mm-hmm. After all this time? The other thing is that this happened on November the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't hear about it until after the midterms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they hit it. And the person that really hit it was Merrick Garland, Department of Justice.
Wonderful.
Well, because on November the 17th, 2 weeks later, that's when I think Merrick Garland assigned special master or special counsel to the Mar-a-Lago document thing. So... on display now, if people are paying attention, we have a two-tiered system of investigations and justice. So Biden yesterday in Mexico said he was quite surprised, had no idea these documents were there or what they were.
Right.
Right.
I don't believe that for a second. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon and I will be right back right after your stations do the news and pay some of their bills with their own commercials. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.